faster. I'm slumped on this stiff chair outside the dean's office, my legs dripping, my ass split wide open by the memory of your cock this morning. You woke me like always, your fingers clamped on my hips, your voice low in my ear, "You're mine." And I screamed as you tore into me, your thickness ripping through my ass like it owned me, which it does. You've kept me on that liquid diet for weeks now. No solids, no fibers, just protein shakes and broth, because you said, "I want that hole empty for me, no waste, just yours." And I loved it. I thrived on it. I begged you to make it tighter. When you pulled out, your cum oozing from me, I tried to stand, but you yanked me back. "No cleaning," you ordered. Then you made me spread, fingers shaking as I held my cheeks wide, sweat beading on my neck while you left. I felt naked, broken. And when you returned with those bananas, I knew what was coming. You pressed the first to my hole, and I sobbed, "Master, please." But you shoved it in anyway. The second stretched me raw, my body convulsing as it sank deeper. The third, you made me choke it down, my stomach groaning as you forced it past my sphincter. Then the plug, your hand, slamming it in until I whimpered, my ass clenching like it was worshiping you. You stared into my eyes and made me swear, "I'll eat them, every rotting piece. Even if I choke, I'll obey." I kissed your feet. I thanked you for the meal. Class was a nightmare. The professor droned about contracts, then cracked that joke, something about legal loopholes. I laughed, too loud, too hard. My stomach jerked, and suddenly the plug was slipping. The bananas exploded out of me, squelching onto the floor like a waterfall. One slapped the girl beside me, drenched her blouse, her knee. She squealed, "Oh my God, what is that sludge?" Then someone else saw the plug hanging from my ass and shrieked, "No, that's a butt plug. She's been stuffed." The professor's face turned purple. "What is wrong with you?" But I couldn't speak. My cheeks were on fire. My heart pounded like I'd been caught. Then I remembered your command, my promise, so I lunged. I dropped to the floor like a starving dog, hair whipping around me, tongue lashing out. I sucked the first glob into my mouth, moaning as the mushy, rotting bananas coated my tongue. It tasted like your dominance, like your cruelty, like submission. Someone yelled, "She's eating it." But I didn't stop. I licked the chair legs, the tiles, even the girl's leg as she recoiled. My nose rubbed the mess, my lips clinging to every smear. The professor bellowed, "This is disgusting," but I just whimpered, "I have to finish, master. I have to be clean for you. Now I'm here, waiting. My skirt reeks of your offerings. My mouth's, it's slick with proof. When the dean opens that door, they'll see the plug. They'll smell the lube. They'll ask how I could be so depraved. And I'll whisper, because you made me this way. I'm your law student, your humiliated law student, your spilled slut. And if you told me to do it again, I'd scream for the bananas. I'd beg to be stuffed. I'd lick the floor in front of the entire campus, because I'm yours, master. Even here, even now, even when they crush me, I'll still be thinking about your cock, about how it'll punish me tonight, about how I'll thank you for every humiliation. I'm yours, always yours, even if they banish me, even if they ruin me. I'll still be your hungry girl, waiting, begging, dripping. Please call me back to your bed, even if it's just re-break me again. I'll be better. I'll be cleaner. I'll be more. I'm yours.